Don't tell me if it's true. I'll laugh at you mercilessly. I may laugh at you for the rest of your life. No. Instead, I'll leave you immediately.
You have every right to take revenge on me. I knew I didn't love you, and yet I ruined you. Yes, I took the moment yesterday for myself. I had a hope. I've had it a long time, my last hope. I couldn't resist the light that brightened my heart when you came yesterday alone of your own free will. I suddenly believed. Perhaps I have faith in it still.
I will repay your honesty by being honest myself. I don't want to be a sister of mercy for you, but I won't be your nurse, even though you need one as much as any crippled creature. I always imagined that you would take me someplace where there was a huge, horrible spider, big as a man, and we would spend our lives looking at it and being afraid of it. That's how we'd spend our love with one another. Appeal to Daria. She worships you. She'll go with you anywhere you like.
You have to mention her at this moment.
Poor little puppy dog. Say hello to her for me. Does she know that even in Switzerland you had fixed your wicked eyes on the young thing for your old age? What foresight! Who's that?
It's only me. Good morning, Lizaveta. I thought I'd find you both here. I've only come literally for 1 minute. Nikolai, I'm anxious to have a few urgent words with you. Just a few.
If you hear anything in a moment which shocks you, Lisa, let me tell you now I am to blame for it.
If you know already, then of course none of us is to blame, above all not you. For it's such a coincidence. To get to the point, you can't be legally implicated, and I've rushed here to tell you before anyone else arrives.
Have they been burned? Murdered?
That's the problem. They've been murdered, but not burned. But I promise I had nothing to do with it, however much you may suspect me. This is fortunate for you. Your problems are solved. You are now a free man and a widower. You can marry a certain lovely rich girl, and what's more, she's already yours. See what can be achieved by a simple coincidence.
Are you threatening me, you fool?
Calm yourself. You are to be happy, and yet you're angry. I rushed here to help you. Why would I threaten you? You are the light and the sun. I am the one who fears you, not you me.
Is this true? Is this true that you didn't kill him? Tell me it's true that you didn't kill them. I will follow you to the ends of the earth.
I didn't kill them, and I was against it, but I knew they were going to be killed, and I didn't stop the murders.
So that's your strategy. You'll inform against us and go to a monastery or hell yourself, but I shall do you in all the same.
You want to shoot me? Very well. Shoot.
You really should be killed. And she should have spat in your face before she ran out. But it wouldn't make a difference. Since it means nothing to you one way or the other.
If you weren't such a fool, I might have said yes to your request. If only you had some sense.
I am a fool. But I don't want you, my better half, to be one. Do you understand?
Get the hell out of here now. Maybe tomorrow I'll feel differently. Come tomorrow.
You will consider it? Is that possible?
How do I know? Get out and go to hell.
Maybe this is all for the best.
Lisa was determined to go to the scene of the fire herself. She reached the fatal house at the precise moment when the huge, excited crowd gathered around it. They had already heard about Nikolai and how much it would benefit him to murder his wife. Lisa threw herself distractedly into the crowd, unaware of anything else around her, as if in a dream. She was quickly noticed, of course. Someone cried out that she was Stavrogin's woman.
As if it's not enough to murder them, she wants to look at them.
Suddenly, I saw a fist raised above her head and then smashing down on her. For some time, I couldn't make out anything in the confusion that followed. I think Lisa got up again, but was immediately knocked down by another blow. Suddenly, the crowd pulled away and left a small space around her limp body. Her coachman, howling with grief and covered with blood, was standing over her, weeping and wringing his hands. I don't remember exactly what happened next. I only remember that they carried Lisa away. She was conscious,
barely alive.
I, too, was witness to the incident, though at a distance, and I had to give evidence.